Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA troops are clearing the city block by block and then handing the cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. As the fighting began, there was increased concern about the plight of civilians trapped inside the city. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months, and very little food or medicine has been allowed into it. Iraq's lawmakers are preparing to negotiate an end to the country's months-long political paralysis. Addressing Parliament Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on lawmakers to set aside their differences until the fight for Fallujah is over. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kam said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. And look, Dakar.
Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen. This is VOA News.